I'm Carol Hills, and it's The World. Sometimes a story breaks that pushes everything off the news radar for us, like Britain's vote to leave the EU. We'd planned to wrap up our series on the rising seas last Friday, but then Brexit got in the way. So we're going to get back to it now. We have a story today about how climate change is going to cost the world billions, maybe trillions of dollars. But at least some of that cost is also an economic opportunity. Last week, we talked about efforts by the Dutch to share their expertise in dealing with the impact of rising sea levels. Those efforts are partly altruistic, but also partly commercial. There's a lot of money to be made here. One of the places the Dutch have been working with is the city of Norfolk, Virginia. And now businesses, universities, and local officials in Norfolk are picking up on what the Dutch are doing, and they're seeing the business potential of climate change, too. From our environment desk, here's The World's Carolyn Beeler.
Proximity to the water has long been a big selling point in Norfolk real estate. The city sits low on the coast, right by the Chesapeake Bay. But these days, that proximity has actually started to become a liability.
The first question we get, in most cases, is it in a floodplain? And if so, how much is the insurance?
That's Norfolk real estate broker Kathy Heaton. She's showing me an empty two-story house in a desirable Norfolk neighborhood. She was about to close on this place 2 years ago when the sale hit a snag.
We're in the inspection. The agent gets a phone call and finds out that the flood insurance premium on this house would be $3,800 a year, way above what anybody who was going to buy this house could afford.
That's when Heaton called in this guy.
My name is Mike Vernon. I'm an expert in flood mitigation and flood insurance.
Vernon runs a business aimed at reducing people's flood insurance premiums. He sees an opportunity in the same thing that scared away this home's buyer.
The opportunity is here because flood insurance premiums are going to increase. So I think that more and more people are going to become more and more motivated to look towards mitigation.
Flood insurance premiums are likely to increase because the sea level in and around Norfolk is rising fast. It could go up as much as 6 feet by the end of the century, and the area is already seeing more flooding. Some people have responded to the risk by raising their homes to lower the flood risk, but Vernon takes a different approach.
This used to go to, that was a landing to get out the side door.
In the Norfolk home's kitchen, Heaton opens a door that used to lead to a basement. Now there's just a piece of drywall blocking the stairs. Vernon installed a drainage system and flood vents down there and then filled the basement in with sand.
Once we put in the sand and vented the crawl space area, the rating for flood insurance went up almost 12 feet.
And that rating change made the annual flood insurance premium go down from about $3,800 to about $400. Vernon's new flood mitigation business is still struggling, but he thinks his customer base will rise along with worries about rising sea levels and insurance premiums.
When we get that word out, I think that my business will be booming.
Globally, one recent estimate found the cost of protecting the world's shoreline could reach into the tens of billions of dollars a year by the end of the century. And in Norfolk, Vernon is not the only one who sees that as an opportunity. The region's universities are trying to position themselves as experts in dealing with sea level rise. The city's recent resilience plan includes an economic strategy.
The half-empty glass is we've got the highest sea level rise on the East Coast and we're soggy. The half-full glass is, if we fix it, we can make money off of it.
That's Skip Stiles, head of the conservation group Wetlands Watch. His group recently funded work on a nature-based flood protection plan in one Norfolk neighborhood.
One of the ideas behind this project, it wasn't just this neighborhood, protect the environment.
The bigger idea was to train a generation of architects and engineers who knew how to ease flooding problems.
Can we solve Norfolk's problems and then develop the expertise to make money selling those solutions to Baltimore and Charleston and Savannah?
Basically, Stiles wants to know, why can't Norfolk be the Netherlands of the U.S.? The Dutch make about 2% of their GDP by exporting water expertise. Norfolk's deputy city manager Ron Williams says the city is launching a $12 million coastal resilience laboratory and accelerator center in hopes of claiming a piece of that action.
We're looking for innovation to come out of that. We're looking for companies to figure out new techniques, and we have 125 miles of shoreline for them to test it on.
Of course, there's also something vaguely macabre about profiting off impending disaster. Skip Stiles from Wetlands Watch likens these new companies to vultures.
It sort of resembles the big black bird circling overhead. But I think if they bring solutions, so be it. I don't much care.
And it's not like Norfolk is alone in looking for a silver lining in climate change. Adaptation is a growing global business. Everyone from snow machine makers to seed companies are looking to make money off of it. For The World, Carolyn Beeler, Norfolk, Virginia.
Carolyn's reporting is part of our series on the rising seas. It's about coping with the effects of rising oceans around the world and how the Dutch are leading the way. We've got more at pri.org/risingseas.